Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Away in a manger.
Is this a Christmas episode?
Yes, that's why I'm...
Thought we were releasing this next year.
Silent night, holy... good King Wenceslas last looked out on...
Isn't it Wenceslas?
No. Good King Wenceslas last looked out.
Wenceslas?
No. Good King Wenceslas last looked out.
I thought it was Good King Wenceslas. That's his name, Wenceslas.
Good King Weinstein.
But who is King Wenceslas?
I don't know. I'm going to Google it right now for us.
Hold is on, he one. A real person?
Yeah. He must be a real person. So
was he actually a good king, or is it an ironic song?
Who is good King Wence? How do you spell it?
I don't know. Wenceslas.
Wenceslas.
Like Wednesday.
How do you say good King Wenceslas?
Wenceslas.
Wenceslas. Who is good King Wenceslas?
Sounds Polish.
Okay, here we go. Who is good? The story behind the carol, Good King Wenceslas, a carol for the feast of St. Stephen or
yeah,
Boxing Day.
Yeah, it is Wenceslas. There's no L after the C. Wenceslas.
Okay, fine. You win, Francis. All right.
So the story behind Good King Wenceslas. Let's read it.
What a mouthful. What's your... right, we're going to do a road call for everyone. Ball, here. Okay, we're doing a road call quickly. Ball, are you here?
But also, what is his first name?
Good King.
No, that's not...
That's his first name. He was christened Good King.
Like Good Luck Jonathan.
He was christened Good Luck Jonathan. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Planet Parts podcast. This is where we read the most intimate sort of details of our lives. Joining with me today is my co-host, colleague, and dare I say friend, Francis Poole. Hello, Francis.
Hi there. So, a carol for the feast of St. Stephen or Boxing Day with no mention of nativity. Wenceslas was a 10th century Catholic Duke of Bohemia, also known as Vaclav the Good, and was martyred after being assassinated by his wicked brother. I assume wicked in the bad sense.
In the cool way.
In the bad sense.
No, it says wicked.
Boleslaw the Bad. That was his brother's name. He was Vaclav the Good and his brother was Boleslaw the Bad.
I like that.
But this like nominal determinism. Their parents should have thought more about their names because obviously that was not going to help calling one of them bad and one of them good.
Yeah, but this is the thing, right? This is our Christmas episode, Francis.
Is it actually?
Yeah, this is our Christmas episode.
I think we could do better than...
What do you mean, do better than what?
Than...
Wenceslas.
Well, I was going to say we could do better than you.
I'm just really excited that it's Christmas time and all of our
have you bought your presents yet?
Do you know what? I have. Do you know what we've done this year? It's really weird that this has happened. So I'm going to my mum's for Christmas.
Yeah.
And instead of like, so I have so many brothers and sisters and things like that.
All right, bragging.
Wait, it's just
look, some people don't have any brothers and sisters. Don't be so, stop rubbing it in their face.
I'm not bragging. I'm not bragging that I have more brothers and sisters.
You're being cocky.
I'm not being cocky at all. I'm actually not being cocky, but I'm more trying to say that like, we have loads of brothers and sisters.
All right, we get it.
and loads of nephews and nieces.
Yeah, well, I don't care about them.
Okay, we've got loads of them.
I bet I've got more cousins than you anyway.
Yeah, you do have more cousins than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not a bet.
If it was a bet, it would be very short odds. not sure you'd take the bet because you already know.
Okay, well, anyway, what I'm trying to say is I got loads of brothers and sisters.
All
right,
yeah, we
got loads of nieces and nephews. So what my mum has done this year is we decided to do a secret Santa. So we're doing a secret Santa.
Well, that's such a good idea.
Yeah, so yeah, I know, I've never heard of it before. We're doing something called a secret Santa. She's like made it up. And it's where we have to spend £30 on someone. And so we only have to buy one present.
Oh, no, but then you have to buy other presents after that.
No, you don't know. We're just buying one present this year. That is it. One present.
Wait, so you only get one present?
I only get one present.
Yeah, I mean, that's shit.
I would know. And then also, she says to me, the other thing is, she said, is that, she said, oh, I'm getting you a stocking as well. I was like, great, that's perfect. Then she says, I'm getting you five
fishnets.
Presents.
Fishnets. You're like, oh, great, okay. I'm listening.
No, I said, I'm getting my stocking, and I'm only going to put five presents in it.
Yeah. All right. Well, so then you get more than one present.
Yeah, but that's like five stocking presents. You
but
know?
Your stocking presents are probably like Rolex.
No, it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, you're probably like Rolex. Probably like, what else do you get? You get caviar, Rolex.
No, I don't get that.
Don't you?
No, I don't get like nice presents.
No?
No, I don't get that. What did I get last year for my present? I got... The problem is that now I'm getting old.
What's that stuff that whales like bath up on beaches that's really expensive? That like, you know, the tar.
What, they bath up on beaches? Whales bath up on beaches?
It's like a flavouring. Yeah, well, they use it in perfume. It's called...
Oh, oud.
No, it's not oud. It's a type of thing that basically whales... It's like whales regurgitate it and then it ends up on beaches and then French perfumiers... buy it for like thousands of pounds. It's one of the most expensive material, one of the most expensive substances, I think, after antivenom.
Well, I don't know. I don't get that in my stocking for sure.
Yes, it's called ambergris. Yeah.
Ambergris?
Yeah.
And what? So whales go on beaches and they throw the stuff up?
I think they throw it up and then it floats up onto beaches. But it's really expensive and very, very rare. And it has a nice odor, apparently.
Okay, well, I don't get that in my stocking. What I get in my stocking are like, I tell you what,
You don't get ambergris in your stocking?
I don't get ambergris. My mum's actually like, I know what I'm getting you this year. Yeah. I am getting you some
gold bars.
No, okay. Every single year in my stocking, so when I was growing up, okay, I had a pillow.
You're still growing up, technically.
Yeah, I know. But when I was younger, I would get a stocking. So I would have a pillowcase stocking. I wouldn't have some flimsy little sock. I would have like a whole pillowcase and it'd be full of presents.
Jesus.
And every single year, I would get like things that were just useless. I mean, like all like things that are useless, like, I don't know, silly putty and...
Well, that's useless.
Well, do you know,
but,
like...
But I mean, what could you use it for?
Well, nothing.
If you had a lot of it, you could use it as a landing pad, jumping out of off a whip wall or something.
I remember my brother and I had silly putty, which was like this kind of like flubber thing that
does it bounce silly putty or is
no?
It...
Well, this is the thing; it doesn't bounce, but it has basically it was in like a pot, and you would put your fingers in it and make like a fart noise, and you could squidge it around the place. It's like flubber in it, like a pot. And my brother and I were in the countryside when I was younger, and I loved silly putty, and he had silly putty, and he was jealous that I had silly putty the same as him. So he took me to a drain, like one of those drains in the ground that you can pull up, and you look down, and there's water below.
And he put you in it.
and he was like, you know, silly putty bounces. And I was like, shut up. What? He's like, yeah, it bounces. And I was like, cool. He's like, so take your silly putty out. So I took it out of my pot. He said, now drop it in the drain. So I dropped it. I went, choo, bloop. And I waited and it didn't come back up. And I was like, what the fuck have you done? Yeah, I couldn't believe
your brother's evil genius.
He did loads of things. I think I told you this before, but he does loads of things. It's like the time when I drew like a picture for my mum and for my dad and things like that. And I showed my mum this picture and she was like, oh my God, that's so great. And my brother, I think, got jealous again.
What was this, the other day?
And so I drew a picture for my dad. And when I went into the other room, my brother stapled it together. So I didn't realize. So he stapled it. And I came back in to show my dad came in. I went, Dad, look. And opened it up, trying to open up. And the whole thing ripped. It was stapled together. I can believe
that's
it.
That's hilarious. Anyway. Brother's a prankster.
He's not really a prankster. So he also once we had...
He's probably like now on one of those prank shows on MTV, isn't he?
No, he's an analyst in the city.
Oh, right. Yeah. Same thing.
I remember I used to annoy him so much. And we had this like climbing frame in our back garden. And I pushed him. He would never get that angry, but I pushed him so far once. I was doing something or saying something to him.
Off the climbing frame?
No, I was just off the climbing frame. I was on top of the climbing frame. He was on the grass below. And I was like pushing him. And I don't know what happened, but suddenly something in his eyes like flicked. And he saw red. And I've never seen anyone in my life become so angry. And like ran up. And I was like, what have I done? So I ran into the house. And he got one of those dog brushes, you know, that have like metal
things. Yeah.
And scratched it all the way down my back.
Shit.
Yeah, it was hectic, man.
That sounds like it hurts.
Yeah, but anyway, going back to my stocking, right? So I had stockings. And every single year I would have my big pillowcase. And in my pillowcase I would have a tangerine. I would have some nuts.
Coal. Every year.
I would never have coal. But I have tangerine, some like all, not all, what are those nuts you get in your stockings as well?
Testicles.
No, it's like a walnut.
Yeah, yeah.
I get a walnut and I would have...
walnut.
I'd have one walnut and some chocolate coins. That's what I would have. And I remember two things. First, I remember the first year that I got suspicious that Santa Claus wasn't real was when I asked for a Simba and a Nala. Yeah, like the Lion King, like teddy bears.
And you just finished season 4 of Min Chelsea.
I just broken up with Binky. And I was...
I keep forgetting you guys, you and Binky.
Yeah, Binks and I, we had a snog.
So it could have been your baby.
Actually, I'll get to that. That's actually quite funny. I haven't spoken about that. But not the baby bit. It's definitely not my bit. I never had sex with Binks. So.
That's a lie.
I never had sex with Binks. I never had sex with her.
No, you didn't even do anything?
No, we snogged and that was it.
That was it?
Yeah, that was it.
You didn't do anything else?
No, well, I would tell you if you did something else. I didn't do anything else.
You would tell me.
I would tell you.
The podcast as well.
I would say.
So you're the type that would kiss and tell?
I mean, if I had sex with Binks, I would definitely say on the
You'd
podcast.
You'd be bragging about it.
Yeah. I would not be bragging about the fact that I had sex with Binky.
You'd probably tell the papers, wouldn't you?
Anyway.
If you had sex with her now, it would be a scoop, actually, because...
Why?
Because she's got a baby and a husband.
No, she doesn't have a husband. She's single.
Oh.
Yeah. So it wouldn't be a scoop, would it?
Oh, right. No, well, I guess people would probably... There would probably be... some people that would be interested also because you've got a girlfriend, so
I would have cheated, so definitely be a scoop. Anyway, so I remember the first time that Santa
that's
Claus
old news though
I remember that Santa Claus wasn't real. This is the first time I thought Santa Claus wasn't real. Is I just watched The Lion King and I wanted a Simba and Nala teddy bear with like magnets in their mouths, so when they kissed they stuck together.
It's quite a specific
yeah
present request.
And I remember
did
saying,
that exist or was that just something you dreamt up?
I think I dreamt it up, but I thought they did exist. And I was like, I really want this. And I said this for weeks and weeks and weeks, to like writing letters, burning them in the fire, doing everything possible.
Burning them in the fire?
Yeah.
Is that how you get to...
That's how you get Santa Claus.
Really?
Well, how did you get Santa Claus?
I wrote to Lapland and then I put the stamp on it and put it in the post.
And where did that go?
To Santa.
So you went. So wait. What was your?
You think burning it is more likely to get to him than putting it in the post?
Yeah, 100%. He's magical. If you, what was your address you put on the envelope?
The North Pole, Santa, Lapland. Yeah.
NW4.
No. I think it was like Reindeer Way or something like that.
Who gave you this address?
Oh, that this it's like a well-known address.
It's a well-known address?
Yeah, and it actually is a real place. Like, all the letters go there.
Okay, we're going to Google this again as well, just to be sure. So I'm going to find...
What's Santa's address?
Yeah, what is Santa Claus's address? Here we go. What is Santa Claus's address? There is no need for postage, but make sure to get this special address right. Santa Claus, North Pole. H-O-H-O-H-O. Ho-ho-ho-ho-ho. You're a fucking idiot, see? There you go.
Yeah, that was...
That's where you sent it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, I did not send it in an envelope.
No, you just burnt it, so you never got it.
That's what you're meant to do. You're meant to... Mm. Okay, I'm going to put a show of hands. Okay, guys, in the room, to everyone who's in the room right now, when you were doing a Santa Claus letter, when you were younger, or still now, who would send it out via the fire?
They might be...
No hands.
Some of them...
What? Oh, you just didn't get stockings. Is that what happened? So where?
No, they might be Jewish.
And if you're Jewish, Chrismica, isn't it?
No, that's... No, Hanukkah.
And that's from the OC. So how did you guys get to... You posted it?
Yeah.
Did you all post it?
Yeah.
What?
See, Kat's posted it to the same address.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, I'm just telling you now, I didn't post it, all right? What I used to do is write my letter, Dear Santa Claus... I've been a very good boy this year. This is what I would like.
Well, you don't need to tell him that. He knows.
Yeah, I know he knows. And that's why I was...
maybe you had to try and, you know, convince him otherwise.
How would I convince Santa Claus? What would I do?
Well, he might know that you weren't a good boy.
Look, Santa, if you come into my room,
It was just spin. It was all spin.
So I used to write the letter and then I used to put it in the fire and I used to send it out there.
And then you used to tie your blanket to your willy and tie it to the door and slam the door shut.
That's a completely different story.
Was that not part of the magic? Part of the ritual?
You've just gone a huge tangent onto a completely other story right there, which has nothing to do with Santa Claus.
All right, so you're saying that you never wrote a letter to Santa, put it in the fire, and then slammed your willy on the door.
No, it's two stories that you're getting mixed up.
All right. Well.
I did put a letter in the fire and send it to Santa Claus. And the other one, what you're trying to express, is when I was younger, about 5 years old, I had a thing called Silky, which was the end of a rag that I cut off. My mum sewed the two ends together.
So weird.
And I used to tie one end to my willy and the other end to a door handle. And I used to slam the door shut because I thought it was a fun game.
How tight would you tie it to your willy?
Oh, tight enough so it wouldn't come off.
My God, that's a horrible image.
I would do a barrel knot, Rob. The tightest of all knots around. Anyway, long story short, I knew that Santa...
Slipknot.
Slipknot. Anyway.
Just some little knot humour.
Anyway, as I was saying, this is the first year that I kind of started to realise that Santa Claus maybe wasn't real. Was because... I did my Santa stuff and I sent the letter and I sent out loads and I was telling my parents, this is what I really want for Santa Claus. I really, really want Santa Claus. I don't want anything else. I don't need anything else. I just want a Nala and Simba with magnetic mouth that I can put together and they would kiss. That's all I wanted.
Yeah.
And then when my stocking came, I opened up and there was no Nala and Simba.
Yeah.
There was nothing. So I was like, this is bullshit. I was like, I don't know what I can do extra to get this. I've told Santa Claus it's all I want and I haven't received this yet.
You know what? I mean, the same thing happened to me every Christmas. I think for as long as I remember, I asked for a pet monkey, and I never got it. I never got the pet monkey. And I knew it was possible because my dad had a pet monkey when he was younger. And I was like, right... I really, really wanted it.
You wanted a pet monkey?
Yeah, yeah. It was my dream.
It's actually the sickest present ever.
And
that's typical you. You would take something from its natural habitat and just for your
own
enjoyment.
Yeah, and just own it. It would be mine.
Just for your own enjoyment, you would take it and just have it as yours, wouldn't you?
Well, as far as I was concerned,
monkey wanted me.
No. As far as I was concerned, you know, the monkey that I wanted would have already been... taken from the wild and actually probably would be in a cage somewhere, like miserable. So I wanted to give it a nice life.
Hang on, you want to take a monkey from a zoo?
No. So, some bastard wildlife trader. It's probably like treating this monkey with like
say that again. Treating what?
Treating this monkey with this awful amount of disrespect, and probably spanking the monkey too.
What would he be saying to the monkey to disrespect him? What would he be saying to the monkey?
Well,
that's
the thing. He probably wouldn't be saying anything. He probably wouldn't be giving it the necessary mental stimulation that a monkey needs. Because they do need, they're intelligent animals and they need constant stimulation. They're like babies. And do babies need constant stimulation? I don't know. Probably not as much as a monkey. But so I was just thinking, I was doing a good thing for the monkeys. And also, I like to climb trees, so I thought we could do that together.
This is your whole plan. You'd mapped out your whole thing with the monkey. So wait, you didn't get it for Christmas. So you're like, well, if I'm not getting this monkey, that means Santa Claus doesn't exist.
When it kept happening, I kind of realized, maybe it doesn't exist. Well, the way I really found out was I was looking for something. I can't remember what.
What were you looking for?
I was looking for something. Oh, no, I was playing hide and seek.
With yourself?
With some friends of mine. Okay. And then I went and hid in this closet.
You mean your friend? Your friends were literally like, Francis, you go and hide and we'll come find you at some point. Yeah. And then they would never found
you. No. Then I went to hide in this closet and I was like, oh, there are presents in here. I was like, oh, what? That's weird. And I looked and then the presents were from Santa. And I was like, how the fuck? Because it was like a week before Christmas. I was like, how the fuck has Santa delivered them? And then suddenly it dawned on me. I was like, it's all a lie. They got me.
Hey, everyone, we're going to come back with Private Parts in just one second, just after this.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And now back to the podcast. Dude, the same thing happened to me, okay? They got me. Santa Claus didn't deliver my Simba and Nala, and I was like, there's something fishy about this whole thing. And then I was at my cousin's house, and I was sleeping in my cousin's room with James, my cousin. And I woke up in the middle of the night, like half my eyes were half open, and my uncle was in there completely naked, holding...
What?
Yeah, he's in there naked, holding two stockings over his shoulders, like that.
Walked in on your uncle naked?
No, he was walking into my room holding two stockings over his shoulders. He's completely naked. And I woke up and I went, huh? And I went, Uncle Simon? He went, oh, just delivering, just Santa left them in our rooms, just delivering to you. And I was like, this is getting even more fishy by the year. I was like, this is getting even fishier as my life goes on. And then we were going round, I was with my mum in the car, and we're driving around a roundabout, and we went past Toys R Us. And I said to my mum, I went, oh, mum, can I just ask you a question? She said, yeah, ask me. And I said, is Santa Claus real? And she said, no, he's not. And there was no, like, hesitation. There was no, like, stutter on it. It was just straight out no. And honestly, it was like a bullet. I was like, what? I was like,
well, that's the thing.
couldn't believe that this had happened.
Child psychologists now are of the opinion that, this early, this like huge deception on the part of parents, even though there's, you know, something to be said about the magic it creates for a child, it creates a sort of underlying undercurrent of distrust for the rest of your life of your parents.
You just don't quite believe them forever.
That they could lie to you about something so major for so long. And it means that people, you know, like kids, grow up kind of with this sort of inherent, you know, underlying distrust of their parents.
Is that why I just don't trust people?
And the advice that they give them.
Is that why I don't trust people?
Yeah. I think that's why so many people don't, you know, don't, like, so in the back of their mind, your parents tell you to do something, you're like, what, you lied for so long about Santa. Actually, now it's time for our Christmas question of the week.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love how you just teed that up. That's so nice. Love that. Hey, I'm really enjoying, can I just quickly say, I'm just really enjoying our little Christmas episode. I know it's just you and I, and I really enjoy it because people are probably right now heading home on their trains. They're probably commuting back to their country houses.
Well, they might already be in their house.
I love it that I think everyone has a country house.
But also...
yeah, they're probably going back to their country houses with the long drive.
But if this is Christmas, then they're probably already there. No, you're like, the trains don't run
on
Christmas.
No, it's not. No, this is Friday.
Do they run on Christmas?
No, this is a Friday. It's being released on a Friday.
So
the date today, Francis, if you didn't know, the date today, right now, when everyone's listening to this, is the 20th.
The 20th? Oh, it's the last day you can...
First.
The 21st.
21st.
Oh, it's the last day you can order Yoshi.
Perfect, there we go. Yeah,
you've got to get it in before 1 p.m.
Get it in right now, it's whatever
you
want to
order some.
But it's the 21st, that means they've all left their jobs.
Not the last day ever, just to get there in time for Christmas. Sorry, just to clarify that.
But it's the 21st, it means that everyone is like, they just finished their jobs, they're all rushing, they're getting on the tube, they're listening to Private Parts at the same time, they're like, God, we've got to get home for Christmas. There's probably a blizzard, even though it's Christmas time, there's going to be a blizzard.
Do you know what? Would if you were going to put money on it?
Yeah.
Do you know what you'd get back?
What would I get back?
Because right now I think the odds are 5-1.
That we're going to have snow.
That we're going to have snow, which is not bad. I don't know if it's...
You always have a white Christmas, don't you?
What are you trying to say? What do you mean?
Yeah, you always have a white Christmas, don't you?
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Just a white, you know, snowy Christmas.
What?
It's what you have.
I don't understand what you're...
Anyway, so they're all going to get back on the trains and they're going down to Christmas and they're all very excited. They're going to their families. Their families are coming to them. They're listening to Private Parts.
Were you implying that I do cocaine on Christmas?
I was not. I remember when we did the last
time. You do cocaine.
No, I obviously...
That's the type, sort of family tradition, isn't it?
Obviously not. I obviously don't do cocaine. Yeah. I don't actually ever do it. Don't laugh at me. I actually don't. I don't know why you're laughing like this.
Yeah, I'm not laughing. I'm just...
No, I actually don't. So, but more the fact that what I do love on Christmas is I do love it when it snows.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah,
do.
You do.
No, I do. I love it so much. I remember the last time when it snowed on Christmas was about 6 years ago. No, 5 years ago. And we went tobogganing down some like hills and things like that at my mum's house. It was just so great. Yeah. Actually, so I'm really hoping it snows this year. Yeah. But I just want to say that I'm just enjoying this little Christmas episode with
you. Nice. Well, you know, I guess it's about time that I ask the Christmas question of the week.
Okay, let's have the question of the week.
So that long tangent, you've been on. The Christmas question of the week is...
I love how you just mumble to yourself about my tangent.
On a Japanese theme...
It's the question of the week. It's a Christmas question of the week and you're making it Japanese?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, I'm in. I'm liking it. Go.
What food?
Sushi.
No. What food?
Raw fish.
Is it tradition in Japan to eat at Christmas time?
What Japanese food is tradition to eat at Christmas time? Okay, it's not going to be fish, is it? It's not going to be fish, so you're not going to have some raw tuna or something like that.
Because no, they would never eat that.
No, it's not going to be that at Christmas time. It is going to be Christmas time. I do know this, I feel.
Really?
What do they eat at Christmas time?
It's a tradition. I mean...
Do you know what I love recently?
Not like an ancient tradition. I would have to say that if you wanted a hint. It's not an ancient tradition.
No, I'm not thinking it's an ancient tradition. But do you know what I love that is Japanese?
Yoshi cider.
Yeah, I love Yoshi cider, but do you know what else I love? Mushis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Those little ice cream nuggets of whatever.
Do you know what mushi is? Do you know what mushi means?
No.
Mushi.
What does mushi mean? It
means vagina.
What, in Japanese?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
No, it doesn't, because I eat mushy ice cream.
That's disgusting.
I do. I love mushy ice creams. And I don't know what they're like. Ice cream, the coconut ones are delicious.
Mochi. Yeah.
Oh, mochi. That's it. It's not mushy. It's mochi. Mochi.
Mochi.
Oh, my God. And whatever. It's like a little pasta on the outside, or like, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's delightful.
It's made with that bean. Yeah.
God, it's great. Anyway, back to the question. I reckon the Japanese tradition to eat on Christmas is pigeon.
Pigeon.
Yeah, I reckon it's some type of bird, and
doesn't say much for your opinion of Japanese people that they'd eat pigeon on Christmas.
Okay, fine. I'm going to change it then. Obviously, that's wrong. I'm going to go for it. It's a type of bird. I reckon it's going to be a bird, and I reckon they eat goose.
Goose.
Yeah, goose.
What kind of goose?
Golden one.
A golden goose.
They eat a goose. I'm going to go for a goose. Stop. Why? When I say the answer, do you
a wild goose?
A wild goose.
And do they have to chase?
No, they don't chase it. No, they just goose. they can they get it. But that's,
how do they catch them? The wild goose.
They I don't know. They there's a way of catching it somehow.
How do they catch the wild goose?
With a lasso. An ancient lasso.
A lasso.
A lasso. That's what I reckon. My answer is goose. Are you going to tell me in part two?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you in part two.
Okay, but also, man, you know, as we always do, we've had your Christmas question of the week. We're also going to have a little read of my diary. Are you ready for this?
No.
Wednesday. So it's Christmas time. My favourite time of year, probably. Maybe a
You're not even reading this. You're just making this up.
No, I'm reading it. I'm reading it on my phone. You can see me with it up. Only because the listeners are listening to this, they know.
That's the Daily Telegraph.
It's not the Daily Telegraph. Trust me, this writing is not for the Telegraph, if you're ready for it. Here we go.
Also, you'd never read a newspaper.
I would. I read them the whole time.
What? Which one?
All of them.
All of them?
Yeah, all of them. The Times, Telegraph.
Man. I thought you your favourite publication, what would you say?
Spectator.
Really? I don't think you've ever read The Spectator.
Yeah, I do. I read it all the time.
I thought you'd be more of a socialist worker, man.
No, I don't. I read... Do you know what I read? God, I couldn't get enough of The Times this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What was your favourite article?
The one on the third page.
I think you're thinking of The Sun.
Wednesday. So it's Christmas time. My favourite time of year, probably, apart from my birthday. But now that I'm getting older, my birthday probably isn't the best day of the year. It's actually quite annoying. So in fact, Christmas is for sure my favourite time of year.
But now you're sure.
But I'm currently...
Before it was a bit more...
But I'm feeling a little bit ill. Not even fake illness, though, where you say you're ill because you're hungover or tired, but ill where you're actually pooing, throwing up, and feeling like my world is caving in. Also, because I'm a hypochondriac, am I ill because I'm dying?
But if you... Look, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
If you acknowledge that you're a hypochondriac, then are you still a hypochondriac?
Yeah.
Because surely a hypochondriac... wouldn't think they're a hypochondriac.
No, because it's like saying if you're...
No, right? I don't know. Hypochondriac would just think they're ill. All these things are real.
No, because if you're paranoid, you can still understand that you're paranoid, but you can still be paranoid.
Yeah, but...
Or if you're anxious, you can still say, God, I'm an anxious person, but you can still be anxious.
Yeah, but I
gotcha.
Not really. I think part of being a hypochondriac is not knowing that you're a hypochondriac.
Okay, well, I'm a hypochondriac. Also, because I'm a hypochondriac, am I ill because I'm dying? I'm now at the age where that is possible. Anyway, as things happen, Ed and I had to go to hospital.
What isn't it possible at any
yeah,
age?
Yeah, but
to
as
be
you
dying?
Get older, you're just your body feels like.
Oh, you mean the probability of you dying
is much higher now. Mm. Anyway, as things happened, Elle and I had to go to hospital for a very minor operation.
I guess technically that's not true, because probably more babies die than people. Right?
Than 30-year-olds. Well, I'm just saying, I'm at that age now where if I feel a bit sick or something, I could be dying, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, as things happened, Elle and I had to go to hospital for a very minor operation. I didn't have the operation, she had the operation. And of course, being the doting boyfriend I am, I came in and looked after her. Two reasons.
Doping boyfriend.
Doping boyfriend. Two reasons why I did this. First, because I love her. And two, because if I'm dying, at least I'm in hospital so I can be saved. My illness began to get worse and I was complaining so much, Elle asked the nurse to take my temperature. I prepared to see the thermometer burst with heat and the nurse rushed me into the emergency room. But in fact, she turned to me and said, "Nope, your temperature is fine. The thermometer, well, nurse must be lying. Thermometer."
Really?
There was nothing wrong with me. There was nothing wrong with me. It definitely was. I was so ill, but the thermometer lied. I wasn't ill.
Was it a rectal thermometer?
It was not a rectal thermometer. They put it in my ear. They call it a thepanic or something. Tripanic.
Yeah.
Friday. Spencer and I were asked to do a TV show together, which is airing around Christmas time. Annoyingly, I can't say exactly what it is, but it was a slightly odd experience.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The same thing always occurs in television. I'm asked whether I mind doing a certain task, which normally would result in me saying no, but because it's going to be on television, I without hesitation say yes. Like the time I was asked if I put a spider in my mouth. I'm terrified of spiders, and if my friend said they would pay me £10,000 to do it, I would say straight away no. But because I'm on television, of course I say yes. Same thing happened on this show. Spencer and I were asked if we would dress as an elf and he would dress in a lederhosen, open a door and greet whoever came through it with a glass of eggnog. Now, normally, if someone asked me if I wanted to become an elf, dress butler, I would say no. But because it was on television, we both said yes. We dressed into our ridiculous outfits and stood on stage waiting for the big moment to open the door. A moment came. We opened it to Channing Tatum. Channing Tatum stood there, looked at us, and just laughed. Not one of those laughs from the belly, but because we looked so ridiculous and hairless, it was of pure pity. He was basically thinking, who the fuck are these idiots opening the door? He's probably not a fan of private parts.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I met Channing Tatum dressed as an elf. Well, he wasn't dressed as an elf. I was dressed as an elf.
Yeah.
And he literally, I opened the door and he looked at me and went, oh my God, and then took the eggnog and walked past. He's really tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's cool, Channing Tatum.
Oh, you've met him before?
Yeah, yeah. He's a good guy. Good guy. Actually, speaking of other people that, you know, my close mates, I got an early Christmas present.
From
Jeff Goldblum.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
What?
He sent me his new album and a record player to play it because he sent me a vinyl.
You're lying.
I swear on my life.
Why did he send that to you?
He apparently found out that I like jazz.
No, Francis, this is complete horseshit.
No, this is. I know it sounds unbelievable, but my best friend Jeff Goldblum sent me his new album a record player.
This is unbelievable. I love Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, but he not as much as he loves me.
But wait, hang on. Are you? He knows who you are, and he said he knew you like jazz. Are you being serious?
Yes, I'm being serious. Yeah.
Listen, okay, we're going to have to stop there for part one. We're going to come back in part two where we're going to get to the bottom of this Jeff...
You just want to get to the bottom of everyone.
You get the bottom of Jeff Goldblum. Is it Blum or Bloom?
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum and Francis' story, and we're going to have his...
And actually, I've listened to it. It's a brilliant album.
And we're going to have the answer to the question of the week. So we'll see you in part two. Happy Christmas, everybody!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.